It is time to play Stump the Cook, our culinary refrigerator game. Now, here's how it works. A listener calls in with five ingredients that they actually have in their fridge. And I get to ask for a few staples like oil and water and seasonings and just three things that they really have on hand. Well, we have a new spin on this culinary madness. USA Weekend has taken that idea, and they're going to turn it into a recipe with a photo that you can find monthly in the magazine and forever online. Now, this week's player is Carl from Lincoln, Nebraska. So, Carl, welcome.
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be fun.
Okay. So, Carl, do you like to cook a lot?
Yeah, I do. When I get the opportunity, I work mostly nights, so I'm not at home with my family as much. But on the weekends, when I'm at home, I love to cook for them.
Well, that's great. So I gather you have a diabolical list of ingredients ready to go, right?
Well, I don't know if I call it diabolical.
Well, okay. So what are the ingredients?
Okay. They all have a thread for me that they're all things that my wife picks up at the grocery store that she thinks we can use, and we never get around to using. We have frozen tilapia fillets.
Frozen tilapia fillets, okay.
Rolled oats.
Rolled oats.
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
Almond butter.
Right.
And minced garlic.
Oh. You know, as we used to say in French, this is a morceau du gâteau, or a piece of cake. Saying that, I am now, this is, by the way, Lynn scrambling. I talk my way through as the mind is saying, oh my God, okay, this should be easy, but what am I going to do with it? Okay, now I get for free water, salt, pepper, one kind of fat, and three things that you have on hand, okay?
Okay.
Do you have sriracha or any kind of sort of sweet hot sauce on hand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes, we do have sriracha.
And egg?
Yes.
Lemon?
No.
No. Lime?
Unfortunately, no.
No. What kind of vinegar?
We do have like a regular vinegar, no flavor, just plain
regular
old vinegar.
The plain old vinegar is never plain old. It's really wonderful. Okay, the first thing you're going to do is take the tilapia fillets, you know, defrost them in the fridge. Rinse them,
right.
Pat them really dry, and then rub them with a little bit of the sriracha on all sides, okay?
Okay.
And put them back in the fridge on a plate, lightly cover them. And you only want them to be like that for about anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes. Before you do any of that, you can slice up the carrots. I like to make them into sticks and throw them into the biggest, widest pan that you've got so that they're touching. And they can be overlapping a bit, but, you know, you want them to have some space. Pour in a bit of olive oil. Have you got olive oil?
Yes.
Wonderful. Salt, black pepper, and a bit of water, and then about a tablespoon of the vinegar. And you cover the pan and you put it over low heat. And you'll check them every so often. Keep it low. You don't want them to burn, okay? When they're about halfway done, so they're still a bit crisp, you want to add that minced garlic, probably the equivalent of about 2 teaspoons. And then you continue cooking it, and you want to make sure those carrots get almost creamy. They may take 30 or 40 minutes. Okay, so they're now rolling along. Put aside the almond butter because that's going to finish them off. Now what you do is you take that tilapia, all right? You take a couple of eggs. You beat the eggs and you put them in a shallow bowl, you know, like a soup dish?
Right.
Or a pie plate. And then you're going to throw those rolled oats into a blender and just give them a whirl or two. You want to just break them up a little bit. And you're going to just pat the fish dry, okay? Don't rinse it because you want some of that snappiness of the sriracha. You're going to dip it in the egg and you're going to roll it in the oats.
Okay.
Some salt and pepper on that. And then you're going to take another skillet and you're going to film it with a bit of olive oil, put it over medium-high heat, and you're going to pan fry those fillets until they're golden brown on each side. You just want to get that fish really firm, but not to the point where it's falling apart. So figure, depending on the thickness, maybe a minute, 2 minutes per side. And then you take that off. You keep it warm. They'll finish cooking as you keep it warm. And when the carrots are tender, uncover them, cook off any excess liquid. That's going to glaze them. They're going to have a bit of a glow to them. And then take a couple of tablespoons of the almond butter and just stir that in. So you get this wonderful sweet nuttiness from the almond butter, the natural sweetness of the carrot, that little bit of vinegar. Spread the carrots on a platter and top it with the fish.
Okay.
So you have sort of a pan roasted carrots with almond butter topped with this crunchy sriracha tilapia.
That sounds wonderful.
Do I pass?
I believe so. I think I might have to make that Friday.
Give it a shot and give us a call and let us know how it turns out, okay?
I will do that, yes.
You take care, Carl, and enjoy the food.
Well, thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You can find that recipe that I dreamed up for Carl in USA Weekend, available in nearly 600 newspapers nationwide. USAweekend.com. And of course, at splendidtable.org. Now, if you want to give me a challenge, head to the website, splendidtable.org.